The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadda Jewelers, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Don't sweat the technique.
You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Biggest transformations we've seen in sports history. Similar to Cal. Cal McNair went from being a buffoon, worst owner in the NFL, not even an owner, to now he's beloved.
Never quit.
Look, and that's why. It was that sort of effort and desire as to why the reason Cal McNair went from worst owner in the NFL to a really beloved sports owner in the city of Houston.
All he did was marry Hannah.
I mean, he was married to Hannah when we thought he was a buffoon.
Yeah, but then Hannah got involved and everything changed.
He did what every smart man should and give the reins to the wife is what he did. 713-780-3776. Biggest transformations we've seen in sports. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Chris in Cypress, you're in the Hive of the Bees. What's up?
Thanks for taking the call. Very hilarious segment, guys. Just to make three quick points. The biggest glow up would be Chris Anderson, Birdman. Dude got the mohawk, the tattoos, and just started balling out. The biggest glow down is Antonio Smith. After that live feed, he just went straight crazy and was out of the league as one of the best wide receivers. And kind of the biggest comeback, I'll have to say, is LeBron James' hairline. He was going and he came back. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but you know, when you get that extra deal, maybe he figure out something out to make a comeback.
Yeah, that's a good
that's
call.
It, guys. Thank you.
That's a good. He meant Antonio Brown, the receiver, not Antonio Smith. That's but that's right. A good call on that. He went from, I mean, CTE ESPN. From being one of the better receivers in the NFL to CTE.
LeBron hairline's a good one.
That's a really good answer. I'm jealous I didn't think of that because I think that would have won the draft. Like, no matter what else you had, if you would have drafted LeBron James hairline, I think you would have won.
Greg Olsen had a pretty wild hairline transformation as well.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
He did.
Oh, yeah. There's some side-by-side pics of him towards the end of his... Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Jason Witten. Well, Greg Olsen might have done the same thing, but the really bad picture was Jason Witten. Yeah.
Antonio Brown's a good one. I thought of Chris Anderson, too. I thought of Chris Anderson and Jason Williams, White Chocolate, because remember he went, like, he had, like, the prep boy haircut. Like, I don't think he had any tats. And then all of a sudden, he, like, I think he buzzed his hair, and then he had a bunch of tats.
Yeah.
Similar to what Chris Anderson
did. He played quarterback
did.
For Randy Moss in high school.
Jay Williams?
Yep.
Jason Williams?
He was Randy Moss's high school quarterback, and they both played basketball together.
I did not know that. Yep. That's.
I think they both went to Marshall, too.
I don't think. No, Jason Williams went to Florida, I thought.
He started there, I think.
I don't know. Okay. All right. 1-2-6-4, Hakeem Olajuwon went from not being able to dunk to being one of the best centers ever.
It's true.
When did Hakeem not dunk?
And we all.
I would think he could dunk, but I think it was more that he never really played organized basketball when Guy V found him.
Yeah, I mean, he was part of Phi Slamma Jamma.
Right.
Like, when did he not dunk? When he was dunk when he was four?
Yeah, I don't think it was the dunking. It was the knowing the game.
Okay. Yeah. Which, I mean, he took to it like a fish out of water. 8-8 or into water. 8-8-8-1, Hector Herrera from the Dynamo. I could have said it better myself. Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line. 713-780-3776. Biggest transformations we've seen in sports. Wes and Willis, you're in the Hive of the Bees. What's up, Wes?
Yeah. I can't believe this guy or whatever he is. He's not on your list. Bruce Jenner.
Yeah. He was the number one pick.
He was the number one pick in the whole draft. Wes.
Second pick. I was number one. Yeah, appreciate the call.
Whatever he is now.
Yeah, got it. We understand. We get your point. But he was the Wes might have turned on the radio late, which is fine. But he went, and maybe he didn't realize that his name's now Caitlin. Mm-hmm. I did select Wes, Caitlyn Jenner, with my first overall pick and the second pick in the biggest transformations we've seen in sports history. So, Wes, great mind. I like where your mind is at. You're very smart. 9506, Oscar Pistorius. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blade Runner went from being this underdog, Cinderella story, doesn't have legs, but competed at the Olympics, right? Yes. I believe that he did. Yes. And then all of a sudden, he's shooting through his bathroom door because he thought it was an intruder. He thought it was an intruder.
Fiance, girlfriend.
Yeah, he thought it was an intruder, though. He thought he was getting robbed.
Did he?
He did, yeah.
I know he thought so, but the jury didn't.
He's out of jail now, I believe.
I thought he went back.
I think he was out. 880.
He was out.
I thought he was out. 8807 says Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali. Yeah.
Okay, fair.
You could also say, I guess, Lew Alcindor to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Mm-hmm. But I don't think Kareem was dodging the draft, though, right?
No.
Kareem was for religious purposes. Muhammad, a lot of people think he was draft dodging. Now, he would say that it was also religious purposes.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think Kareem had the controversy of perhaps potentially dodging the draft. 3691, Steph Curry from injury starting his career to changing the game of basketball.
It's really good.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
His poor ankles.
Yeah, that was the one where the trainer on his team definitely said they couldn't wear a certain style of Nike shoe anymore because of how the damage it had done to Steph's ankles.
Got him some ankle braces, got rid of Monte Ellis, and he turned into one of the GOATs. 713-780-3776. Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line. Lamont, you're in the Hive with the Bees. What's up, Lamont?
Two of them. He went from beloved in Houston to a total scumbag, and that's Deshaun Watson. And the biggest one, to me, the dude was getting booed at the draft, and J.J. Watt turned into a freaking superhero or something, especially with the whole, what was the storm that we had, the hurricane?
Yep.
Well,
that was Harvey.
Was that hurricane?
It was Harvey.
Was it Harvey or Allison?
Harvey.
Yeah, that was Harvey. The Harvey. He wasn't here with Allison.
That dude was... After Harvey, he was a rock star. That's all I have, fellas.
Yeah. I mean, he was big before Harvey, but that did kind of cement him into Houston lore. And he was also a first-rounder, so, like, they didn't like the pick. They booed him, but, I mean, he was who he was, you know?
The two big first-round picks that got booed on draft day that turned out was Robert Horry over Harold Miner. Oof. And then J.J. Watt. They both got booed on draft day, and they turned out to be pretty darn good.
Yeah. And what was the first one? He said Deshaun.
He said Deshaun, which Brian did take Deshaun
in the draft. 713-780-3776. Biggest transformations we've seen in sports. An homage to Cal McNair going from a buffoon to a cool cat. Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line. D, you're in the Hive with the Bees. What's up, D?
Hey, what's up, man? I got two for you. LeBron going from villain to hero, from Miami Heat to the Cavs. And then the other one will be James Harden from sixth man to MVP.
Okay. Mm. Harden's kind of had two transformations, right? Sixth man to MVP and then kind of went from like superstar to not?
Yep. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Which James Harden? The one that did what he said or the one that kind of fell off the planet?
Yeah. I had LeBron on my draft board whenever he went to Miami, when he went to the whole decision at the Boys and Girls Club and went from being like, he went from being a protagonist to an antagonist. He went from being a face to a heel like that.
Harden was on my list. He was an honorable mention. And both the physical transformation. You see him in college, and he's got the beard wasn't there, and then obviously going from hero to heel here in Houston.
You could also go fat suit.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You could also go fat suit.
Got Kevin McHale fired for it.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Back out to the HRMP listener line. Hayden, you're in the Hive. What's up, Hayden?
Hey, man. What's going on?
What's up, man?
I think my biggest change in sports has to be one, Aaron Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
And two, possibly Eli Manning going from the Chargers to the Giants.
Okay. That's Eli's an interesting one. Thank you for the call, Hayden.
Still the same football player. Just a different team.
Yeah, he kind of demanded the trade, the whole thing. Yeah, that one's odd. The first one I thought was good.
It was good. Yeah, definitely was. The local ones that I was thinking of, if you just want to put the local touch to it, were Robert Horry, Arian Foster, Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, Aaron Foster injury. I always thought Lin was overrated.
But he was overrated, and then they got him, and then he when he came in the league, no one wanted him. And then he went to Linsanity, And then he got here and got the money and got the accolades and then fell off again.
I mean, a lot of teams picked him up thinking that he had a chance to make the team. Like, he was on like six or seven teams before he blew up. So, like, teams wanted him. They just didn't think he was going to be a star, which
most of the time they were just adding him as a camp ad. They weren't
You don't add guys you don't like as camp ads, though. You think they at least have potential or can help you a little bit.
But you don't expect what he did in New York.
No, but I wouldn't say he was unwanted. 3893, Bernard Hopkins, inmate to Golden Boy Promotions. Good call.
That is a good call, yeah.
Texter Bo, Joe Burrow, Jeff Saturday, Chad. Chaz McCormick. I wonder if he's saying Burrow because of the hair. Saturday lost all the weight, and Chaz went from being a good baseball player to a bad baseball player in one offseason. One offseason is all it took for Chaz.
That's not really the transformation that I would want to put into this list.
Did Larry Walker make the Hall of Fame like a year ago or 2 years ago?
I believe he's a Hall of Famer.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
So Larry Walker and Bruce Sutter are the only two undrafted Major League Baseball players to make the Hall of Fame.
Wow. That's a pretty good one.
And Bobby Bonilla was undrafted, but he didn't make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's making a lot of money.
Sure is.
Bobby's making a lot of money, though. 1509, to know if this counts, the physical change of Mike Bibby after the NBA due to swole like a pro bodybuilder. He is. He's massive.
Yeah, he's jacked.
And then Delonte West. That's a sad one, but good.
Yep.
1984 said Jose Abreu. Facts. It's a good call. Yep. It's a pretty good transformation. Not in a negative way. 7560 says Jose Canseco. Wonder what happened there. 2891 says Ray Lewis, killer to preacher. Depends on who you ask on the front part. Ray Lewis has had a roller coaster of a life.
Yeah. The three Hall of Famers NFL-wise that were undrafted. Drew Pearson, John Randall, from around here, and James Harrison.
Yikes. 6947, I was going to say George Foreman, Pete Rose. Foreman's a good call. I don't know about Rose. Maybe you're saying like as a gambler or whatever.
That's
but Foreman,
good and bad, right?
Maybe, but how much did he change, transform? Well,
it's just that he's not in the Hall of Fame, and he went from like this celebrate. No, I'm saying, but he went from a celebrated greatest baseball player of all time, and now he's just looked at as a negative.
Yeah, I think that Foreman's a great call, though. Foreman went from being like, you know, the heavyweight champion of the world, then he's like, God's calling me, went to preaching, stepped away from boxing in the highlight of his career for, 10 years, and then came back and then won the heavyweight title again when he knocked out Michael Moore. 2301, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Started career a chance of Die Rocky Die to the biggest star in Hollywood. That's a good call. You could also go with Hulk Hogan turning into Hollywood Hogan. Maybe even Shawn Michaels. 8437 says Nick Wright from 610 to FS1. That's a pretty good transformation. Yeah.
The Dwayne The Rock Johnson one was he was a defensive lineman at the University of Miami, never thinking he's going to end up being the WWE star and the acting star.
Yeah, he wasn't a great football player. A lot of those wrestlers were former non-good college football players. 4661 says Bishop Sycamore. That's funny. Did you watch the documentary on Sycamore?
No.
It's pretty good. How much of a fake it was and fraud it was. Russell Westbrook coming here.
Russell Westbrook, period, fell off the planet when he was the triple-double king and doing all the big numbers and then just... he's playing for the NBA minimum.
But he's old, you know? Like,
older.
It kind of happens to older guys.
But guys his age, like Harden and stuff, are still making 30-plus mil.
And he wants to win. He wants to be on a winner. 8998, Nick Saban from a failed Miami tenure to Alabama. But he was already really good at LSU.
Yeah,
so, like, I don't know how much of a transformation that is. Steven Adams without the beard to the beard. Okay. Kyrie Irving, dude, went from young, from your favorite player's favorite player to a flat Earth conspiracy theorist. I feel like he's winning people over again, though.
I think he's starting to.
Kyrie. Yeah. Alex Rodriguez, that's a good call. 713-780-3776. Back out to the HRMP listener line. Richard, you're in the Hive with the Bees. Biggest transformations.
Yes, Jeremy Brandon. This is Dick Willie. I love Joel Blank since I was a child. He has been such an inspiration to myself as well as you. But Randy Johnson has to be one of my biggest transplants. And Barkley, of course, because they are not from here. I'm not trying to change the conversation. But come on, man. They came in. They changed things. I know Barkley had a different kind of, you know, issue with the Achilles that gets repaired now. Like, but those are some of the best transplants we've ever had.
Yeah. Okay. Appreciate the call, Richard. So Barkley on his list. Appreciate the call, Richard. Good to hear from you. 713-780-3776. Rob, you're in the Hive with the Bees.
Hey, guys. I wanted to do a quick correction before I get my name. Larry Walker is not one of two undrafted Hall of Famers because none of the Dominican players or Venezuelans are undrafted, and he's from Canada, so that may have something to do with it. But my name, if it hasn't been said already, would be Pete Rose, going from Hit King to banned from the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Ryan. So a couple Pete Roses on the list. 713-780-3776. Ryan, you're in the Hive with the Bees.
Yeah, I was just going to throw a couple of college quarterbacks with a similar playing style, Eric Crouch and Johnny Manziel.
Okay. We just had a texture with Manziel, too. Thank you, Ryan. Yeah, Manziel went from being, you know, Heisman first rounder to out of the NFL.
Tebow?
Tebow, I don't know if he was greatest transformation.
He was a first rounder, though.
I was a first rounder, greatest, one of the greatest college quarterbacks of all time, and then just couldn't
do it. People wanted to switch the tight end.
I mean, he was a first rounder and then won a playoff game, though.
He won one playoff game, yeah.
So, I mean, he wasn't like, I mean, he was a bust, but he wasn't like the biggest bluff ever.
I mean, let's be honest about that playoff win. Everyone could complete that pass, though.
And Demaryius Thomas really did all the work.
Yeah, it was zero coverage. It was a slant round, and Demaryius Thomas just broke it.
All right, let's go rapid fire on the rest of these. Garrett Cole from Astros cap to Boris cap. Good call. McCullers from elite starter to elite barista.
Ooh, that's a good
that's
call.
A good that's one. A good burn. That's a good one. I like that burn. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Universe to California governor. That's a good call. You could say the same thing with Jesse Ventura. Mm-hmm. Michael Irvin went from crackhead to Super Bowl champ, then back to crackhead.
Wow.
Chris Benoit. I'm going to stay away from that one. Barry Bonds' head. That's pretty good. ESPN going with from the Will House to the Killer Bees. Thank you. Adolis Garcia. He's had a rough one. Mike Vick, Madden Cuffer athlete to dog fights to come back with the Eagles. That's a good one. Wander Franco, no need to explain. Yes, let's not. John Granato from Texan to Californian. That's a good call. And then Dell from struggling producer to thriving show host. That's well done. That's well done. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. I got to admit, the Olympics are over, and I have to admit, I am extremely disappointed with us as a country. It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
I'll say it. Nobody else wants to. Everybody else too soft. I'm disappointed in the US of A. I'm disappointed with our Olympians. They didn't win the gold medal count. And I said this from the start. If they do not, I'm going to be disappointed. I am disappointed. I'm not mad at them. I'm disappointed in them. And they had great stories. Look, Simone Biles, Olympic hero. We love her. Katie Ledecky, great. Now, I think 65% of the gold medals for the USA came from the women. So perhaps my ire and angst is directed at the USA men. But the U.S. did not win the gold medal count. They tied with China 40 golds apiece. This is the first time since 2008 that the USA did not have the most gold medals at the Summer Olympics. Which, 2008, where was it? It was in Beijing. It was on their home soil. I'm not even mad at the USA losing to China in 08 whenever it was on their home soil. Prior to 2008 was 1992. They lost to the unified team, which was the Soviet Union. So this is the second time that the U.S. since 1992 has not won the most golds at the Summer Olympics. And the one other time was whenever it was in Beijing. I can't fault the U.S. for that. This is a disappointment as a country. I am not happy. I am displeased. Not saying that everything was bad, but the fact that the USA didn't win the gold medal count, I'm going to say it. It's a disappointment. Whenever you have the best team in a certain sport and you don't win it at the highest of levels, you would be disappointed. If you're a Chiefs fan and the Chiefs don't win the Super Bowl, will you be disappointed? Assuming health, yes, you'd be disappointed. So I'm disappointed in our Olympians for not taking home the gold medal championship.
They didn't lose it.
No, but they didn't win it.
They tied.
I understand. I said that.
So with that being said, I would have been disappointed if they had lost.
This is the first time that they have not won it since 08. It's only the second time since 92. You're good with ties?
The rest of the world's catching up.
It's not good.
Okay.
It's not good. And if it was Winter Olympics, I wouldn't care.
Everybody else away in total medals.
I don't care about second and third places. I care about wins and championships and gold medals.
Okay.
You don't celebrate third place.
Okay, I think if you were celebrating third in where you finished in the medal count, that would be a different story. But the fact that you won as many golds as anybody else and you blew the rest of the field away in total medals won, I'm pretty good with the Olympics. I've heard people saying that, I guess there were two different Olympic heroes. Phelps came out and said, to your point, especially the men, but the men swimming and swimming in general, the fact that they were blown away in the pool should have never happened. Mm-hmm. And Carl Lewis said in track, it doesn't matter if you have the greatest sprinters in the world if you don't have the coaching to do it right, and they screwed up.
75 if you don't win your last. Exactly. Exactly. Like, we're celebrating the fact that they tied with China in gold medals. You kidding me? You haven't lost since 08, and now because you tied, we're going to celebrate that? No. Head should roll. Let's get some new coaches. Berhalter does poorly in international soccer. Heads must roll. Carl Lewis calling out the track staff for the U.S. because they didn't perform well. Good. Heads should roll. In the Summer Olympics, we should never not have the most gold medals. That's a fact. Like, home soil, okay, 08, Beijing, China, right there with us. They're on their home turf. I get that. But you haven't, outside of losing an Olympic that wasn't in somebody else's turf, since 1992. And we're okay all of a sudden after three decades finishing in second, or at least not outright winning this thing? No. 2028, we better be out for some revenge, especially on our home soil. We better win the gold medal count by 10. And I wouldn't care about the Winter Olympics. I don't care about the Winter Olympics because a majority of our best athletes come from warm weather states. California, Texas, Florida. So if some country beats us in the Winter Olympics, do not care. But we should never, never finish in a tie for the most gold medals. I'm disappointed. And I'm wearing my USA hat today because I'm loyal. And I do this from my heart. I do this out of love for my country. I'm not happy. I'm not happy that we tied China.
I loved it. I loved every bit of it.
You like being tied. I understand.
No, I love winning the most medals of any country by a large margin. I love the fact that they didn't lose the gold medal count, and I love the fact that there was great stories and great athletes.
5798, Branham, name me one more country that won more gold medals than the U.S. Just stop already. Can't name one that has more because a country tied. It was China. You're good with China having as many golds as America? Come on now. 713-780-3776. Third means you're third best in the world. You celebrate that. Branham crapping on a silver and bronze medal in the world, not even the top show at his own station. That's because we have Hall of Famers on our station. We can't be the top show when we have Hall of Famers on our station. 8341, the population of China is over 1 billion. The population of the U.S. is just over 300 million. Okay, they have great athletes in China, I guess. Just terrific athletes in China that you're willing to say, well, they got more numbers than us. We should overcome that. We're America.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going back to the station thing. Do we know that for a fact? Because
we're not in the Hall of Fame.
No, not in the
we're
Hall
not
of
in
Fame,
the Hall of Fame.
But our ratings, we and then our other slot too. We won that.
Okay. One thing I did like about the ending of the Olympics, although I'm dissatisfied that we tied China in the gold, we've seen a bunch of patriotic people tied for first. It was cool to see Steph Curry just absolutely take over the fourth quarter in the matchup that they were able to win over France, the home country. Steph Curry, that three-pointer that he hit, they're calling it the Golden Dagger, where he has LeBron James wide open, nah, not passing it to him. He's got Kevin Durant wide open, nah, not passing to him. I have a better idea. I'm going to shoot a fadeaway jumper from three-point range over a double team. And it was the best option. That was awesome to see Steph Curry. Simone Biles was my Olympic moment, but Steph Curry kind of had the icing on top of a tied for first place gold medal Olympic. But where do you think the Golden Dagger should live in basketball history?
Of, like, all time?
Yeah.
I think that, well, I mean, the first things that come to mind are Jordan shot against the Jazz, the Brian Russell shot that won the series. I would put that up there as one of the biggest daggers in basketball history. I'm trying to think of a buzzer beater that would be more modern.
Yeah, I think this is the best Olympic shot from a Team USA perspective. I don't think there's been a bigger shot in national team history. But like Greenberg said, it was the greatest shot in basketball history. That's not true. That's going way too far. No. But Olympic history, I'm willing to give it that. And I love the nickname. Golden Dagger is a great nickname. And I'm willing to give it the greatest basketball shot in U.S. Olympic history. Basketball history is too far.
And Craig Ackerman summed it up best, too. As Rockets fans, being on the short end of that stick for so long, watching Steph Curry do it to you, the fact that he was with you this time and you could actually celebrate and cheer it, and the fact that he flat out took over with those, what, final four threes in 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Insane.
It was unbelievable. And the game before that, quite honestly, when they had to scratch and claw and come back, he had, what, 34, 36 points in an Olympic game when there's less time on the clock and harder chances to score. He was unreal.
Yeah. Oftentimes, Steph Curry's the best offensive player on a team with LeBron, and Kevin Durant shows you the greatness of Steph Curry. So that was cool. Do you know the new sports coming to the next Olympics in L.A.? Hopefully the Americans are good at this so they can win the gold medal count again. First time they haven't won since 2008. And prior to that was 1992. But baseball, softball is coming back, which there's a lot of like talk of trying to get the major leaguers there. I just don't see that happening.
I can't see them pausing the season for 2-3 weeks to get the team together, practice, play the schedule, and then resume play. It's like the WNBA paused their schedule. I just can't see baseball doing that.
No, I can't either. I never loved international. Whenever it was in the Olympics in the past, it was never my favorite. I like WBC, but Olympic baseball never really was my thing. I liked Olympic softball more than Olympic baseball, I think.
I think essentially for me, the WBC is the Olympics of baseball. I don't know that I need to see the Olympics have baseball.
Yeah, it's just a little different. Flag football is going to be an Olympic event in 2000. This is good for the Americans. I mean, China's not winning a gold in that. The Americans might.
You don't know.
This is good.
You saw the Team USA in that whatever league that we saw when they got their doors blown off by Japan or China?
Yeah, but that was not real players.
Like tackle football.
They weren't real, though. They were like sport. They were like our F-teamers.
That's why flag football to me is like 3-on-3 basketball. I either play real football or don't have
You can't play real football in the Olympics, though, because you're trying to squeeze in 6 games in 3 weeks.
That's fair, but at the same time, I flag football to me, I don't know that that's a recreational sport.
I'm actually excited for it. I'm excited for flag football.
I see a lot of ex-NFL guys say they're considering playing.
Hey, we need gold medals. We cannot not finish number one in golds in our own country. This is why I'm a little scared. Lacrosse, I think lacrosse is good for the U.S.
Okay,
we should be good in lacrosse.
Yeah,
like get some ACC fraternity brothers. Like I think we have a good chance in lacrosse.
Yeah, there's. Well, there's a professional lacrosse league now, too, but is it the ACC or is it like Johns Hopkins? And
ACC is usually pretty dominant lacrosse.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Virginia and Duke.
Yeah, Duke.
Okay.
Falsely accused.
Yeah, I think Johns Hopkins, too, has always been really good.
Cricket will be added to the Olympics. Ooh. I don't see the U.S. being great in cricket.
Nope.
It'd be kind of fun, though. They're just like, hey, here are all the best baseball players. Go learn cricket.
But they did have an upset.
It would be pretty cool.
In the world cricket, whatever tournament they had
this
summer. Yeah, then they beat Pakistan.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think someone texted it in one day.
And then squash is being added to the Olympics.
Okay. Is there racquetball? No.
I don't know. What is squash?
Squash is like racquetball with a harder
ball. I couldn't tell you what the rules of squash are.
That's probably not good for the Americans. Yeah, it's a racket sport and a type of vegetable. We knew that. Yeah, we better win the gold medal count in 2028.
If squash,
when it's in LA.
How could there not be racquetball?
I don't know. Take it up with the Olympic Committee.
No, I'm pop pass.
Take it up with the Olympic Committee. All right, next Olympic, 2028. It's in L.A. Mm-hmm. If they do not win gold, will all of you join me in disappointment for the U.S. of A?
Well, they have to lose it.
I mean, they were tied. Like, yeah. I mean, we're cool. Well, tied
blame
for first.
Noah Lyles.
How
if he
are you?
Have COVID, you win.
How can you blame him for catching COVID?
Because we don't know that he really did, and I think that the whole thing was a little fishy.
Okay. All right. A lot of people are comfortable tying China for first place in gold. I don't understand it. Like, hey, cool, we tied. It's weird to me. So weird to me. Like, we don't want the U.S. of A to be first. We don't want them to finish first.
It's your last gold.
Maybe. There was that high jumper where they had the they had a jump off.
They had a tie. Yeah,
they had
they
a jump off.
Both had the gold or not, and they elected to jump it off.
Yeah, a lot of people were blaming the American for suggesting it, but apparently it was a mutual decision that was not only the Americans. And they also tied in 2020 and both took gold, so they wanted it to be kind of like the end of it. China's a powerhouse in badminton and table tennis. Well, let's get going at badminton and table tennis. Second place is, or tied for first isn't good enough. I want outright dominance. 8576. How about you go win a gold? How about you go win a gold? 8576. If our high jumper had just shared the gold medal, we would have beaten China. Curry had 60 points last two games. All right, that's enough of that. All right, 713-780-3776. Astros open a series again in like 10 minutes against the Tampa Bay Rays. Is he a Tampa Bay Ray or is he a...
Is he a member of the world-famous Tampa Bay Aquarium?
Okay. Is he a Ray or is he a member of the Tampa Bay Aquarium? Is he an animal? That's next. 713-780-3776. It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Loot and Rain rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Is he a ray or is he a...
Ray's expert at the Florida Aquarium.
Okay, let's get started.
Okay, number one, Eric Hovland.
Eric Hovland. I'll lead it off, Brian, since I'm talent. I'm going to go not a baseball player.
Okay.
I've never heard of that guy.
Yeah, I think for some reason I think I have heard of this as being a baseball player. So I'm going to say that's a real Tampa Bay Ray.
Eric Hovland is the animal care expert at the Florida Aquarium.
I'm pretty sure a Hovland has played baseball recently. Though. Yeah, he definitely played golf.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Sports name.
Maybe he doesn't play baseball.
That's probably what fooled me.
But I did think of heard the name from a relief pitcher, so I went with it.
1-0 Branham. Number two. How many you got? Seven.
I get more than that. I get as many as we need.
Best of seven baseball servers.
Let's go, Curtis Mead.
Baseball player.
Sounds like a glue. Yeah, I'll go baseball player as well.
Yes, infield, outfield for the Rays.
Oh, I would have guessed relief pitcher. All right, number three.
Richard Lovelady. Lover Lady.
Oh, okay, Lovelady or Lover
Lady?
Okay.
Sounds like a 3A high school in Texas. I'll go baseball player.
Okay. See, I'm going to go, what is it, Tampa Ray expert? I'm going to go Ray expert at the aquarium.
Richard Lover Lady is a pitcher.
Yes,
damn it.
Up two. This is question four.
Yes.
That's a real Major League Baseball player?
Love Lady.
Tim Stripling.
I feel like I'm being fooled here. Strickland's such a common name.
Did you say Strickland?
Stripling. Stripling. Stripling.
Stripling. What was the first name?
Tim Stripling.
So not Ross Stripling. Okay. I think this is a trick. I'm going to go Ray Expert the Aquarium.
Yeah, I think he's tricking us too. I'm going to do the expert.
I was trying. Yeah. The Director of Marine Operations at the Florida Aquarium.
Your wife's going to be curious about your browser history.
Why are you searching experts on rays?
Tim Binder.
Sorry?
Tim Binder.
Can you spell it?
B-I-N-D-E-R.
Huh. Oh, that's definitely a baseball player.
Brian?
I'll go with Jeremy on this one. I have no idea.
Bluff worked.
Yes, it did work. He's a senior vice president of animal care and health.
Yes, I love my game theory there.
Florida Aquarium.
That was number five?
I was five, yeah.
And I'm up three or two?
I think two.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Number six.
You got this. Steven Schwanbeck.
Am I up now?
Yeah.
I'm up first. I've never heard that name, so I'll say Ray Expert.
Ray Expert.
Yes, Director of Horticultural Landscaping and Grounds.
Boom. Jeremy was blocking. Garrett. It didn't matter what. Yeah.
Last one for the giggles.
Okay. John Mastrobuono.
John what?
John. Mastrobuono.
I'm sorry, what?
Mastro B-U-O-N-O.
Isn't this what that Boston Red Sox catcher was doing? I'm going to go Tampa Bay Ray.
Sure. You know what? I'm going to go Ray Expert.
He is the vet at the Florida.
Oh, hey, wow. There we go. Got one back.
Man, lost the perfect game.
Left with some dignity.
All right. I win, though.
We won.
Let the record show.
Too frequently. There was a lot of names we knew.
Let the record show. All right. Car wreck of the day. What are you nominating for the car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Blankers had to duck out. He was mad at us either because we made chopped liver out of his Ray or aquarium guy. Or he was...
Ray or a guy named Ray from the aquarium?
Yeah. Or he was upset that I was critical of the U.S. Olympic team for tying China in first place gold.
He definitely didn't co-sign your sports outrage.
I guess we have to treat these professional/amateur athletes like they're children. You can't criticize children. You can't criticize the U.S. Olympic team. Even though they did not win the gold medal count.
The Lakers a fan of the participation ribbon, it seems like.
They should hand participation ribbons, all of them.
As long as they had a good time, Jeremy, that's all that matters.
That's a good point. 9953, I'm with you. Technically, they tied for second as much as they tied for first. What a great point.
Yeah.
What a great point.
Mathematically true.
9229. Tying is not okay. We're the freaking U.S. of A. America. That's what I'm talking about. Winter Olympics don't care. Like, people who come from cold states usually aren't very good athletes. But Summer Olympics should never, never not have the most amount of gold. 1970. Would you rather win the medal count total or gold medal total? Gold medal total. I want more first places than podiums. Podiums kind of mid. Give me the top of the podium, not podiums. Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I might be able to go either way on that one. I mean, the answer is I want to win both. But
yeah,
I could go either way on if you could only have one gold medals or most total medals. But yeah, I probably lean gold. Gold's cooler.
Apparently, the kids are saying that's podium nowadays. One of the lingos. I learned that on TikTok.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you are an influencer, so you therefore you're
I live
on TikTok.
There. Yeah, I'm one of the influencers on TikTok, Jeremy J. Branham. Yeah, they say podium, like as you think they would. Like, it's not the best, but it's really good.
So how would that really help me out here? Is you're now the youth expert apparently?
Yeah.
How would podium relate to mid? Would that be better than mid?
It's like,
right?
It's like above mid, but it's not the best.
But it's still meaning that you obviously didn't do as well as you could.
It'd be like your third favorite chicken tender. Okay. You know, like if you think Cane's is the best chicken tender,
it's good.
But you
not
really
the best.
Like Popeyes, but it's not your favorite.
Right. Okay.
Popeyes is podium.
I'm with you.
Popeyes is podium. You know?
Yeah, no, I'm with you now.
Every other station in the city's podium.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Mechie's, he wouldn't even be podium.
No, he's not even podium. He's like podium. Ninth, bro.
Yeah. All right. Just Slumber Valley.
It's
going
to be a big-ass podium.
It'd be a big podium. You need a lot of podiums. What does Fromber do today? Fromber's on the mound against the Rays, like, right now.
Literally first pitch, I think, right now.
Yeah, why do they start at 5:50? That's a car wreck of the day.
I don't know. Yeah, it's...
Like,
it's
you're already on the other side of the bay in St. Pete. No one wants to go to your games because it's on the other side of the bay. And then you're going to punish these people by starting early. You know why they do this, I bet? Because St. Petersburg is kind of a retirement community.
Yeah.
And they know people aren't coming from Tampa.
I
wonder if they're catering to the retired old people.
But would 15 minutes really make a difference to the old people who don't want to be up late? It's 15 minutes.
That's a good point. I don't
weird. Think that makes much of a difference.
But it's weird. Tampa's weird. They're a weird organization, and I kind of love them for it. All right, what do you think of Fromber tonight? What's he doing?
I'm going to go 6 1/3, 2 earned runs.
I'll take that from.
I'm high on Fromber tonight.
He's been pitching really well. Tampa Bay lineup reverse podium.
Reverse podium, especially after their trades.
Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters, coming up at 7. You're going to want to keep it tuned in here. Usually he'll text things he wants to preview.
Yeah, he wrote it down today.
He always has terrible names that I think he's trying to butcher me on. But his handwriting is worse.
Yeah, his handwriting is so bad I thought he was a doctor.
You know what he writes like? He writes like a soccer player that has never used their hands in their life.
Handwriting doesn't matter. Yeah. Soccer does, but handwriting doesn't matter.
Either he does. He's never used his hands in his life, which tracks because
he's a soccer player.
Or he wrote this with his toes.
Which you think he'd be better because he's a soccer guy.
This is brutal. He's going to be talking Spain. I'm just going to read this how I think it's written.
Okay.
Spain winning everything in soccer, Euros, Olympics, Women's World Cup. Jordi Sawyer?
Sawyer. He's a guy in Barcelona.
Looks like Sawyer.
Yeah, you know.
He's on Barcelona TV?
Yeah, Glenn has him on fairly regularly.
Oh,
he's,
okay.
He's a soccer expert in Barcelona.
He'll be joining Glenn. Ali Zendejas, Club America, Estonia? No, it's U.S. national team. It's actually,
you know, Estonia or U.S. national?
There's no space bar in between this. There's no space bar. There's no space. He didn't hit the space bar. It's just one big word. And
he's writing with his big toe.
And he didn't say team. He said T. U.S. national T. Mm. Club America versus Chivas coming. It actually says like corn to NRG. And then U.S. women's
the
national team
corn?
Gold medalist.
I didn't think Glenn was talking about the band corn tonight.
Dang. Alex Bregman is on a heater. He might homer in the top of the first. That game, first pitch
spoiler
was 6:05. 6:05, first pitch for that game, by the way. I think Bregman might homer in the first inning. All right, what are you nominating for car? Let's get to our car wreck of the day first and foremost.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
I'll give you a f***ing bone, you prick. Where's my f***ing money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
All right, Brian, why don't you lead us off?
I'll nominate a literal car wreck. I heard about this just seeing it online. I'm not someone who actually watches NASCAR. But apparently this dude named Austin Dillon has been desperate for a win. I guess he hasn't done much winning since 2022. And so he just decided to send a couple of cars into the wall in rapid succession in the final.
On purpose?
Yeah. No, he's... The quote is, I hate to do that, but sometimes you just got to have it. Like, he's very openly admitting, he's like, yeah, I just drove some people into the wall because I needed a win. So, apparently, there's obviously some dudes upset. Apparently, a guy named Joey Logano. I don't know him.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Oh, you've heard of him? Okay.
I've heard of this guy, too.
Which one?
Austin Dillon. I think he's supposed to be like a hot shot. I don't keep up with NASCAR, but I see things.
Sure.
I know a thing or two about a thing or two. I think he's supposed to be like a hot shot driver.
Was he?
I think so.
Apparently he hasn't been doing much winning over the last couple years, and he got thirsty for a win and decided, well, I'm wrecking some dudes today.
That's dangerous.
It is, because this is not just pushing some people out of the way. Maybe, you're running down the track, maybe you accidentally trip somebody. I mean, this is car racing.
I mean, people have died on the track.
Yeah, literally.
That's worse than throwing at somebody's head.
I would say so.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
That's a good car wreck.
Yeah, I mean, it's a literal car wreck.
I want to nominate, for the car wreck of the day, these people bashing this Australian breakdancer. I'm not nominating the Australian breakdancer.
Oh, what's her name?
No clue.
Reagan.
And they're Reagan?
I think that's her last name, I guess. Reagan?
Breakdancing's not going to be in the Olympics the next time
one
either.
And done.
But, people are criticizing her. She's like dancing on her head. 99.9% of the people that are criticizing her could not do what she did.
I don't know. That kangaroo hop thing.
You can
thing,
dance on your head.
No, I didn't say the head thing. The kangaroo hop thing I keep seeing in every video that's posted online for the last 4 days.
Yeah.
I think I can do the kangaroo hop.
I don't care if she dances like Blankers. She's moving around on her head like that. None of you could do that.
I don't know. The video I saw, I could do. I think
she
we could all do.
Little.
Yeah, I think we could all do. Like, there was a little thing where she did spin over.
She
like
spin on her head.
Yeah, briefly.
Can you spin on your head?
No, I cannot.
She's
at least
doing
not
things
intentionally.
Almost none
at least
of us
not
can
intentionally.
Do. This golfer Max Greisserman, not going to win, man. He had a quad and a four putt double on the back nine yesterday after he was a -3,000 live favorite to win. He collapsed.
-3,000.
He was a dominating favorite. He had a quad and a four-putt double
Tyson
bogey on his
level.
Last five holes and lost the tournament. Also in that tournament, Matt Kuchar, he was the only golfer that elected. It got too dark. He said, I'm not going to finish. He was the only golfer in the tournament that made everybody come back, work the event to finish, I think, three more shots.
Really?
He hit his drive on 18, called it a day, said, it's too dark. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to come back tomorrow, and we're going to finish the hole.
So they had three holes left?
No, he was on 18. He hit his drive on 18. He was in the final pairing. He said, I'm done. I will hit my approach tomorrow.
Were you watching this? How dark was it?
It was pretty dark.
Okay.
It was pretty dark. But, I mean, it's Matt Kuchar. Who like, screwed over that caddy once. You've never heard of Matt Kuchar?
No.
Max? No, Matt. Matt Kuchar.
Kuchar or?
Chad Kuchar.
No, he's not the pitcher for the Astros. Yeah, but bad job, Matt Kuchar.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
it's not
he's a guy who's made millions of dollars, and he's fighting tooth and nail for like 50 grand.
He's got, what, three shots left at that point?
Yeah, he had three shots. He's trying to make a par on a par four. Yeah, terrible look by Matt Kuchar. Josh from Seabrook, Deshaun Watson and Wander Franco for the worst transformation in sports. Two, all the no-name muckraking instigators online talking about how Steph Diggs is already causing trouble for the Texans. That was crazy.
That video, I've seen so many people like, oh, he didn't get one pass in a preseason game. Look what he's already doing. He's spending 7 minutes yelling at C.J. Stroud. He could just be talking about what they're seeing on the field. Hey, if I see this coverage, I'm going to break this way. If you see this coverage, give me a signal. I mean, we don't know what he was saying.
He was celebrating the touchdown, too.
Right.
Ridiculous. 5798, I have two nominations for car wrecks, LOL Mets and Jaron Duren.
Yeah.
Duren, two-game suspension, homophobic slur.
Yeah, he deserved that.
He apologized. I like the way that he owned it afterwards, at least.
I didn't like the scripted... I don't know. I felt like the sometimes the letter's a little too scripted. I wish, there's obviously cameras everywhere. Do it live.
True. It's on Reddick and then the Mets again. So what's winning?
I'm going to go with the little car wreck.
Hey, that's fine. Austin Dillon?
Yeah, Austin Dillon.
Austin Dillon causing wrecks, winning car wreck of the day. It's going to do it for us. Thanks to Brian for doing the hard work. He was blank. I am Brad, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Houston, Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters, coming up right now on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.